All right, so I'm with Ali, Yasmin, Will and Luke, who are Story Pocket Theatre, who are producing Arabian Nights. And if you are a T-shirt aficionado here at The Fringe, you will recognise theirs immediately because they've got this whole... what's the Prince Ahmed, Lottie Renier, the, what's his name? You remember like the black and white puppet show from like the 20s?
Oh,
like
goodness.
That? Oh. All right, okay, we clearly know. All right, that one. Okay, picture the myth. All right, Ali, tell us something about how the show came together.
Well, we're Story Pocket Theatre, was set up last year, and our main ethos is storytelling. What we wanted to do was create a theatre company that produced beautiful storytelling and also that appealed to adults and children, that the whole family could come and enjoy the theatre. And what better than our first show, Arabian Nights? Scheherazade is the greatest storyteller of them all, telling 1,001 stories over 1,001 nights, so we felt it was a really appropriate show to start with.
And what's the vision for the show? How, I mean, is it... I don't know, I'm going to leave that one open, just a question mark.
Well, it's storytelling at its best, really. We there are three actors on stage. We play 54 characters. So the idea, it's a very visual show. It's the set and the lighting is incredibly beautiful, but still quite simple. The props are displayed around the set. We keep everything very simple. We play 54 characters, and there's lots of physical sort of hat changing and silliness. And we've had, you know, we say five and up, but even three-year-olds that come and see it are gripped, you know, for the whole hour, because it holds their attention. There's funny songs, puppetry, just as many techniques we can use to sort of keep their attention, really.
And I mean, obviously, with such a big concept like Arabian Nights, you know, it gets very easy to do lots of romantic things and lots of formulaic stuff. How do you decide what? I'm asking this question of companies a lot. How do you decide to keep something in? Is it harder to decide to put something in, or is it harder to decide to take something out to say, you know what, that's overbalancing the play. That's not really where we want to take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we knew we wanted to keep it under an hour, so that was always a bit of a struggle for us, making sure we could get everything in that we wanted to. But we had to sacrifice a few things. But we've really kept the story of Scheherazade and King Sharia. That's their love story, and seeing that develop. So we've got that in throughout the whole play, which is really nice. And we've got four stories that we tell. So obviously, we have massive choice, but we've chosen four that people recognise, and then some but they won't know it, and they'll learn, and they're really enjoyable stories. So we've had to kind of make sacrifices, but then put things in that we know is going to go down well.
And it has been a working progress as well. Mm. We've been on tour with it in the South, and every time it's been a broken tour, so every time we go back to the show for the next sort of week's run, we rehearse and we adapt and we constantly try and make it better and better each time we do it. So it has, we have taken things out and put things back in almost constantly throughout, and I think we're at the point now where we're really, really happy with it. It's, and the audiences are really sort of enjoying it at the minute.
And the reaction to Edinburgh has been what, so far? Your reaction to Edinburgh and Edinburgh's reaction to you?
Well, they've all been very sort of, very happy, very, you know, smiley. I mean, not one of them has put a boo dust, that's good. But it's just a three-year-old going, no, you're rubbish. But it's all been sort of very friendly humour, I would say. I mean, even the grown-ups were laughing more than the kids were, which is such a nice thing to see. And, like, even you've got, like, the one teenager who's just, like, holding it in. You can see in his eyes that he's laughing. It's just so nice to see where you just suddenly, you're doing this performance. And it's just, you know, for them. But we're having fun, they're having fun, it's just great. Mm.
And we're having enormous fun at the festival.
Yeah, well, it's for a couple of us, it's our first time at the Fringe, and it's bogged under with flyers, but it's great fun. I'm really enjoying it.
But too many late nights and early mornings, because the show's at 11:15, so you've got to get up early and be energetic and ready for the show. But
so you're kind of grateful that the Edinburgh Fringe is not 1,001 nights.
I don't know.
It's the first week. I would go with that. I think
I have to pace myself. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to keep going at this pace for another 3 weeks. So I've got to do some proper planning of what we want to see. So.
But at the same time, we don't want to go back to having to get a normal job. Yeah. So.
It seems pretty fair. Live the fantasy life here in Cloud City. All right, guys, we do like to finish these interviews by asking what should audiences go and see after they have seen Story Pocket Theatre doing Arabian Nights, 11:15 a.m. for an hour at the Gilded Balloon. That's Teviot to all us locals. Venue number 14, and they are on till the 24th of July. So it really is almost 1,001 nights. August, indeed. Yeah. All right, guys, what should people go and see after they've seen your show?
Me personally, you all know what I'm going to say. Yeah. Put the kids to bed and go and see Scaramouche Jones. It had me in tears. It was the most powerful piece of theatre I've ever seen.
Yeah. A Simple Space, amazing acrobats, really love that, so I'd recommend that.
Cat in the Hat, I've heard, was pretty good, actually, I would say. I haven't not seen it, but I heard loads of good reviews. So
yeah, Emily in the Thing is down very, very well.
There you go, from Scaramouche Jones to the Cat in the Hat. Guys, thank you very much for talking with Fringe Review.
Thank you
very much. Thanks.